All right. Chimes? Yes, Chimes. Purrs? Yes, purrs. And the bell. Always the dragon bell. All right. Hey, friends. Hello, everybody. Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. Today is Monday, and here in Massachusetts, this is a holiday. It's Patriots Day, so that means it is Marathon Monday. So what have we got in store for Marathon Monday, huh? We have Mercury conjunct with Chiron, wouldn't you know? And that's going to happen at 11:23 today, so just before the starting gun goes off. Oh, boy, I hope you don't have any old running injuries or something like that, because you could be very susceptible to something kind of along those lines. And Mercury, that's going to get into your head, okay? So you're going to have to be very careful that you don't let that get into you. You got to get over it, okay? Focus on something else. Focus on anything other than that past injury, all right? And that goes for all of us. Even if we're not running, we have to be cognizant of those past things that have bothered us, that have wounded us, that, you know, they're very, very deep, okay? These things are really deep, and I don't know if catharsis is the word that you need to find. You could try to find some cathartic closure to some of these things. We should be just about ready to move forward. This is the second iteration of this, the once, twice, thrice thing. This is the twice. So once Mercury turns direct in a couple of days, it's going to station, and then it's going to go back, and it's going to sweep back over Chiron. And then we'll have a new direction for fixing all of these past ills, and I think that would be a very nice thing. Our moon today is very active. We've got some active squares. We also have the second quarter, so that's kind of like a report card. And if yesterday was about nurturing our spirit, today we're going to be nurturing our future. And we're going to explain that a little bit later on today, because what's going to happen is that when that moon starts going into Leo, it's going to burst into Leo tonight. And really, this is where we want to be just getting ourselves set up today so that we can really get home and focus on ye old side hustle. And I love saying that ye old side hustle stuff. The report card so far has been one of restraint. Our actions have felt somewhat held. Now, we told you about that opening conjunction with Saturn and Mars, right? They're moving apart. And for all practical purposes, Mars is starting to just move beyond that grip of Saturn. It's still within the orb, though. We're talking we're talking exactly 3 degrees. So once it opens up to about 5 degrees, that's going to be irrelevant. Mars is moving. So we do know Mars is moving forward. Now, we also have that we've got that square with the sun, of course. And we also have Mercury conjunct with Chiron, and that's exact, okay? That's exact, and that means that Mercury is conjunct with the North Node, and that is wide, okay? The node, Mercury's got to back up. Now, will Mercury meet that node? I don't know. It's got 4 degrees to go. So we're going to have to see if Mercury actually reaches that node towards the end of the week, because that would be very interesting, because that would be a chance for us to rethink and recommunicate what our goals are and how we're going to reach our next destination point. And that really fascinates me. That is something that's very fascinating. We also have Chiron is conjunct Venus. Mercury is conjunct Venus. Okay, the Mercury and Venus conjunction is 6 degrees apart. That's pretty far. Now, that is also, is that an opening or a closing conjunction? We don't know, do we? It appears to be closing, but it appears to be opening, but is it really? I mean, Venus is behind, you know, Mercury's in front of Venus. So if it's an opening and Mercury's still retrograde, will Mercury make it back to Venus? I don't know. That's 6 degrees. Now, I believe Venus does move faster than the node, but you have to remember that node is moving in the opposite direction of Mercury. Okay. Once we do the week on a chart, I'll explain this a little bit more as far as what the directions are. And that'll be kind of fun, right? So we have Jupiter and Mars in a sextile. We have Mars also in a sextile with Uranus. That is going to happen this week, guys. That Jupiter-Uranus sextile, plan for it. That's why this week is going to go, we're just going to go crazy, right? You got to nurture that right now. Nurture the future. We are planning on it. You got to get home. You got to work on this stuff, okay? Work on your future stuff. I don't believe that your creativity can be fully expressed in the day job, because it's just not how artists work. This is for creative people. We're artists. This is what we're doing. This is performance of sorts, and it's also art, but it also happens to be astrology based on some charts and stuff like that. So that's why it's so much fun. Okay? So we're looking at this. We're going to nurture that. Let's go, because this comes around full circle. There's a full circle effect to this that we're just going to be feeling, and we just got to make sure that when we go out, we're getting what we need to get from all of this. But that's later on in the week, okay? Monday, and the moon is in Cancer, and it's void, of course, at 7:13 p.m., and it bursts into Leo at 10:24. It bursts into Leo. Don't you like that? Now, it's a fine afternoon and evening for working on things that will have an immediate impact on your future, okay? We told you yesterday that we were nurturing spirit. Today, we're nurturing our future. Okay? And that's what the keyword is, future. The color is spotlight white. Oh, get ready for it, Leo. Get ready for it, okay? There's an irrepressible spirit rising today. We felt held back for a while now. It's time to leave the starting line and get into the race. See that? Oh, the metaphors. You know the course in your mind. Now, you got to complete it, okay? Trusting yourself is the key here. Know your message and stay on track. If you do, this particular race is yours to win, and release your most creative work to date tonight. Then let tomorrow bring you what it is you truly deserve. And now, speaking of great works, ready? In 1729, Johann Sebastian Bach, his St. Matthew's Passion premieres at the Thomaskirche in Leipzig in Germany, okay? And talk about a tough act to follow, right? In 1452, on this date, one Leonardo da Vinci was born. He's an Italian painter, sculptor, scientist, and visionary. He was born in Vinci in Florence, Italy, okay? And he left this planet on 1519, okay? So that's what we got for you. Our color is spotlight white, and the keyword is future. Today is a 6. Happy astrocatting. Thank you.